Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
It's a universal question, asked through the ages. What happens after we die? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. What does the Bible say about death, heaven, and hell, and more about our eternal future? Pastor Michael Allen Rogers joined us for clear Bible teaching through his sermon series and book, What Happens After I Die? He gave us a hopeful insight as to how we can be ready to face the twilight of our own lives.
Simply the basic gospel. Every man and every woman, every child ever born is under the fall of Adam. In Adam we died, and death came upon us. We need to be rescued from that. And that's why Jesus Christ came. That's why his incarnation that we're celebrating here at Christmas. We should always have the cross in view, even at Christmas time. Christians don't go around wearing a little golden cradle around their necks. They wear a cross because it was to die in our place, to die our death, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. So be careful that you don't think Christmas is the last word about Jesus. Easter is the last word. He died for our sins. He died in our place. He's our substitute, our redeemer, our mediator with God. And without him, death would be the last word for us, death and hell. With him as Lord, death is not the last word for us at all. Resurrection and victory is the last word.
Speaking of last word, I'll let Barry posted something on myfaithradio.com. He asked, what clear and concise message could we or should we, as believers, be saying at funerals of our close family members without being too preachy? Any advice there?
Well, I don't think you should ever try to imply that, you know the destiny of a person, even if it was a very corrupt person who maybe blasphemed the Lord or lived without him or so on. You don't go marching in and in any way say, well, John is in hell and you don't have to be. People ask me, how do I preach at the funeral of an unbeliever? I preach the gospel. I mean, I don't say I know this is true or not true of an individual, if indeed I don't know. But I say, here is God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish. By the way, right there is hell in John 3:16. People without Christ perish. They spiritually perish. The great verse of the Bible has that in it. And I say, that doesn't have to happen. Here's Christ. Take hold of him, and you can be sure of eternal life.